But right now to some new research about the wide-ranging impacts of climate change, some new research on ocean currents. The Atlantic Ocean's Gulf Stream is sometimes called a giant conveyor belt that brings warm water up from the tropics and drops it off in the North Atlantic. But a study out this week in the journal Nature Climate Change finds that the melting of polar ice is slowing down those currents in the Atlantic. Michael Mann is a distinguished professor and director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State University. He's a co-author of the study out today. Professor Mann, welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Well, what do you mean exactly when you say that currents are slowing down?
Well, many of your listeners will be familiar with the movie The Day After Tomorrow, which the premise of which was that global warming caused all this melting, all of this fresh water flows into the North Atlantic, and fresh water is relatively light. And so all this fresh water at the surface of the ocean actually inhibits the sinking of dense water that drives something that we sometimes call the conveyor belt. Some people will refer to it as the Gulf Stream, this warm current that travels northward from the, you know, off the east coast of the U.S. up towards Iceland and the North Atlantic. And that current delivers warmth to the northern latitudes of the northern hemisphere, and it warms those regions. And if that current were to shut off, you could see cooling in regions like Europe and North America in principle. And we know that that's actually something that happened in the past. It happened about 12,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. All that melting water flowed into the North Atlantic. It appears to have stopped that circulation pattern. And parts of Europe, parts of North America went back into sort of a mini ice age.
And in fact, in the movie, that's exactly what happens. There's an ice age that's brought to Earth. But you're not saying that that's going to happen in this case.
No, not by a long shot. We actually watched this movie in my introductory course here at Penn State on climate change. And there's a seed of truth to the movie in the sense that something sort of like this did happen 12,000 years ago, but there is nothing that is likely to happen that would in any way resemble what happens in the movie today. First of all, this will play out on decades, whereas in the movie it plays out in days. You won't get massive tornado outbreaks in Los Angeles. You won't get freezing precipitation in Delhi. But what is true is that if this current system shuts down, and our study suggests that there is the possibility that it could shut down earlier than the climate models currently project. If that were to happen, it would mean somewhat less warming in certain regions, parts of Europe, parts of North America, parts of North Atlantic. But most importantly, it would represent a dramatic change in the ocean currents of the North Atlantic that help maintain this amazingly productive region. The reason that fishing is so productive in the North Atlantic is because there is this availability of nutrients, and that's tied to the current systems. And if those current systems were to shut down, then suddenly the North Atlantic would no longer be as productive.
And when you say this could happen earlier than the climate models project, when are we talking about?
Well, so if you look at the latest report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, it's relatively unlikely that we will see a shutdown of this ocean circulation system by the end of the century. Our study suggests we are much closer to that than the current models suggest. In the 1960s, 1970s, as we show, there was what sort of almost resembled an aborted shutdown, but we recovered the last time. It's quite possible that in the next such event, we will not recover. We will see a full shutdown that could be just decades from now, quite a bit sooner, again, than the climate models suggest. And part of the explanation may be that the climate models are also far too conservative in how much melting of the Greenland ice sheet they predict. So we're ahead of schedule with the melting of the Greenland ice sheet. That means we're ahead of schedule with the flow of fresh water into the North Atlantic, and we could be ahead of schedule with respect to the potential shutdown of this very important current system, ocean current system.
And yet there are going to be people who hear this and say this is just another doom and gloom climate report about how decades from now sea level is going to rise. And what are we supposed to do about this exactly?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We often, we climate scientists often get accused of being alarmists by the critics, when the fact is that we are not alarmists, but some of what we are finding is alarming. And as I said before, if anything, the criticism of the climate research community might be that we've been too conservative.
Michael Mann, a distinguished professor and director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State University. He's author of The Hockey Stick and the Climate Wars, Dispatches from the Front Lines. And we'll link you to his report out today at our website, hereandnow.org. Professor Mann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you.